although there are an awful lot of, I might be wrong in this, it just may be that there's so much fence pasture now that it just might be equal to the old days, but I don't believe it. My opinion is that it probably won't be more like half.
Do they have a certain type of fence that they favor in this area, do you know?
Well, of course, the prevailing fence during most of my lifetime has been a galvanized steel, a kind of a mesh fence. You see, you have a longitudinal lines and then these stays, they call them, which are the vertical wires. And the most preferred fence, I think, is what they call 6-inch stays. Now, the wires at the ground are closer together, you see. Maybe 2 inches apart right at ground, and maybe vary to 6 inches apart at the top of the fence.
Is there a reason for that difference in the...
Well, small animals like pigs, you see, would be a problem. So the wires are close together at the bottom. And then a large animal like cattle would, you see, would not have to have the wires close together at the top. However, when you go back to the time prior to all this steel fencing, we had rail fences. I remember that as a small boy, maybe some of the animals to be, fenced off on a certain part of a field, we'd get out there and haul rails. And lay down this temporary fence, kind of a rick-rack deal. I'm sure you've seen some rail fencing. It's built kind of rick-rack, you know, because you have to cross the rails in order to have them fastened, for, well, to stay hitched. Of course, the rail fence had some liabilities, one being that it burns so easily. In those days, it was customary to weed fence inside and out so that you have a fire break. And this was done by hand. Now, of course, farmers got out with a farm tractor and a gang harrow and that kind of thing, and they can just plow their fire break without any trouble at all. But it's true that while the rail fence will burn to ashes, you have no fence at all, it's still good to protect the galvanized steel from fire, because if you permit fire to burn up to it, it burns that galvanizing off, melts it off, and then it rusts out in just a few years. So it needs to be protected right on. But it's easily done now because they have the tractors and then just cut a fire break inside and out if necessary. Very easily and very quickly, whereas in the old days, it was all done by hand.
A lot of work.
I've, as a part of the bicentennial in Pierce County, I was asked to do a little section on poems, and one of my poems had to do with that very thing, the annual chore of weeding fence.
Do you remember your poem?
Well, I have scads of the unsold books here. I'd be glad to give you a copy if you're interested.
Marvelous.
In it.
And if I could get you to read something for us, I'd be thrilled.
Well, would you look in this box right here? And, I think you'll find it's white with red and blue design. I believe you would, I would have gotten that far.